else available.
Not if you don't want her to. That is your parents' place. It's special. If Gabby doesn't get that, she isn't a real friend.
She did,
Noelle insisted defensively.
She understood. But Amber got me thinking, and then we fought and ruined all Gabby's favors.
Is that how the M&M pegged you in the eye, her favors?
It only started with M&Ms. We moved on to fried food, dip, and finally I just punched her in the face.
Nick coughed to cover a laugh. Damn. Sounds like I missed one hell of a show.
Unfortunately, when I hit her, Amber fell back and smacked Gabby in the face by accident. I'm pretty sure we broke her nose, so Gabby didn't think it was very funny.
Ouch, that sounds bad.
Yeah, I had to stay behind with Amber and clean up our mess. Amber also informed me that I actually made her life miserable by competing with her in choir and drama and taking everyone away from her.
What? He dragged out the ah to make her smile. I thought she used to torment you in high school. That's what you told me.
Apparently, I started it without realizing, but it made me think. I never understood her insane dislike for me. I mean, I'm not the easiest person to get close to, but I don't think I'm completely unlovable.
Nick tilted his head back and forth, waving his hands like he was weighing the air. Not completely. She pushed him gently, but he caught her by the shoulders, bringing her back to him.
Gee, thanks.
I'm only teasing. I keep telling you, people like you. It sounds like a misunderstanding that festered between two adolescent females brought on by lack of communication. The resentment festered, and instead of having a heart-to-heart and clearing up the infection, it turned putrid.
Thank you, Dr. Phil.
I am just saying, it was a long time ago. Maybe we should just sit you in a room with someone to referee.
Yeah, the last person to try to help us got her nose broken.
Noelle buried her face in his chest.
She is never going to forgive me.
Of course Gabby will.
Amber said, I don't have any female friends because I'm a slut and no one likes me. That's why I only hang with guys.
No, you have other female friends.
Like who?
Mary, Holly.
We don't hang that much.
All right, fine, but you talk about other women at work.
Those are work friends. So far, you have given me family friends and work friends, but no super close, head to the bar and discuss life's problems friends.
Then I'd say Gabby fits all the bills, so you don't need any other close female friends. It's like having a 5-course meal when all you really need is the steak and potatoes to satisfy you. Noelle looked up at him, smiling through her tears.
Are you saying I need Pike and Anthony because you don't emotionally satisfy my need for male friends?
No, see, I am boyfriend material, so I am in a class all on my own. Those two can duke it out for the top guy friend spot. I'm seeking a new position entirely. Noelle leaned up on her tiptoes and kissed him, the salt of her tears on her lips. It was the only thing that kept him from taking the kiss just a little further. Right now, she needed him to listen, not try to get in her pants. She dropped back onto her heels and wiped at her cheeks.
Ugh, why do I keep crying every time I see you?
I don't know, but stop it. I'm starting to get a complex.
Funny.
Noelle made a face that said she did not, in fact, think it was funny.
When I left Gabby's parents' house, I took the favor supplies with me so I could finish them and bring them back as an apology. The issue is she's expecting 100 guests and I have to work tonight. It's going to take me days to finish, and as far as grand apologies go, they should really be made sooner rather than later.
What is she doing with the M&Ms?
Putting them in drawstring bags with a little tag attached that has their initials. Cute, but simple.
You got the stuff with you?
Yeah.
Why don't I rope my sisters into helping us make the favors?
Noelle already shook her head. We skipped practice yesterday and I have to be at work at 6.
Don't worry about practice. We got this playlist down. Besides, 4 sets of hands are better than 1.
After a heartbeat of silence, Noelle cradled his face in her hands and kissed him again. Thank you.
Nick pressed his forehead to hers, his arms secured around her waist. That's what friends with an interest in becoming more do for each other. She chuckled.
It definitely scores you brownie points.
Woohoo! How many extra points do I get if I can also help on the location front?
100 zillion thousand?
Not an actual number, but I'll take it. It's not a cabin, but I bet if it's available, we could get Charlie at the Rustic to rent you the presidential suite for cheap. I don't think anyone has ever stayed in it since he always insists on keeping it open on the slim chance that some government official is going to stop in Mistletoe. I don't know what you all have planned, but it sleeps 10, so I think it could work for you. Noelle threw her arms around his neck and he sank into her, pulling her tight against his body, their mouths meeting over and over.
Is that a gee thanks?
He asked between kisses.
And a big time thank you.
She nibbled his bottom lip, running her hands over his arms.
Maybe tomorrow I could sneak over after work and thank you properly.
What did you have in mind?
A little quid pro quo, Clarice,
she hissed, then making sucking noises from Silence of the Lambs. Nick leaned back, frowning in disgust.
Can you not talk like Hannibal Lecter in reference to going down on me?
Noelle laughed, burying her face in his chest.
I'm sorry. I'm still adjusting to being not just friends. Trying to be sexy is rough.
Hey, you are sexy without trying. Except when you're quoting a psychopathic cannibal.
Noted.
Now, if you were into other role-playing, I could be down with that. I've always fantasized about making out with a dirty pirate. Noelle's hands slid into his hair and responded in a husky pirate voice.
Guess today be your lucky day, arr.
His hands cupped her butt, bringing her harder against him.
Better. Seems we're interrupting.
Nick and Noelle broke apart at the sound of Mary clearing her throat. Both Winter sisters stood at the bottom of the stairs, watching them with identical grins. Nick shook his head at the meddling siblings, but didn't call them out on their lightness of foot.
Ah, good, you're here.
Weren't we supposed to be?
Holly asked.
Apparently they weren't expecting us anytime soon.
Mary wiggled her eyebrows as she thrust her hips. Noelle groaned, hiding her face in her hands. Nick scowled at the girls and barked,
All right, Chuckles, listen up, we're skipping practice tonight.
Mary and Holly looked at each other before Mary planted her hands on her hips.
Does Mom know that?
She will, don't worry. This is more important. Nick turned to Noelle. Are your keys in your purse?
Yes, but the car's not locked. The favors are in the back seat and grocery sacks.
All right, you two.
Nick pointed to his grinning sisters. Stop gawking. Noelle needs us to help her finish the favors for Gabby's wedding, so you two get the supplies and meet us at the kitchen table. Our mission is to finish the favors before Noelle goes to work.
Nick clapped his hands. Let's get her done.
Mary shot him a disgruntled expression.
Normally, I'd rebel against you popping off orders, but since it's for Noelle, I'll go along with it.
Holly pointed at Noelle.
Why are you wearing an eye patch?
Nick snapped his fingers rapidly. All will be explained. Now shoo.
Nobody likes a tyrant, Big Brother.
Mary muttered as the two of them trekked back upstairs. Alone again, Nick kissed her, falling into the taste of chocolate and warmth. When they finally pulled apart, Noelle's face radiated happiness.
A girl could get used to this.
I hope you do.
We better get up there before they start catcalling. Nick laced his fingers through hers and led her up the stairs. They broke apart just before they crested the main floor, mostly to avoid any more teasing from his annoying sisters. He was surprised to find his parents sitting down at the table with Holly and Mary, getting organized with all the favor supplies. The moment Butch spotted them, he made a beeline for Noelle, who ducked behind Nick.
You got me on the way in, you turkey.
Suddenly, Noelle fell into his back face first, propelling him forward until he caught himself on the counter.
Really, dude?
Noelle's voice was muffled between his shoulder blades.
You can't get to my front, so you hit me in the back?
It's a sign of affection,
Chris called.
Dogs sniff each other's rears to say hello.
I wish he'd get it through his head I am not a dog,
Noel mumbled.
I don't need either my front or my back inspected.
Chris chuckled, whistling at his dog.
Butch, get over here. Noel doesn't like you.
I like him,
she protested.
I just don't appreciate him getting so personal.
You two joining in?
Nick asked.
The girls said Noel needed us.
Victoria grabbed a drawstring bag and poured a handful of M&Ms inside.
We're family. This is what we do. We band together in a crisis.
Nick caught the sheen of tears in Noelle's good eye and squeezed her hand.
See? Nothing we can't do.
How did you hurt your eye?
His dad asked.
Food fight with Nick's ex.
Oh-wee, they fighting over you, Nicky boy.
Noelle shook her head, taking the seat next to his sister, Holly.
Nah, we've never gotten along. She used to pick on me in high school. Me too,
Mary said. Holly laughed.
Now I feel left out. I was too beneath her to be tortured.
Nick stood behind Noelle, his hands on her shoulders.
How did I not know this?
Because you're a guy and she has big...
Holly held her hands 2 feet out from her chest.
Holly!
His mother warned.
What? I'm just saying, even my perfect brother isn't immune to being a guy.
Nick sat down next to Noelle.
You might not be wrong about my powers of observation. Seems I missed quite a few red flags.
Noelle snickered and he squeezed her above her knee. She burst out laughing, her leg flying up, and pain shot up his arm when it slammed into the top of the table.
Ow!
Noelle reached for his hand, her brown eyes filled with remorse.
Oh my God, I'm so sorry. Were you trying to cop a feel?
Mary teased.
No!
Nick and Noelle shouted together. The Winters family laughed, and pretty soon Nick chuckled right along with them, while Noelle's face stayed tomato red.
Noelle has a habit of reminding me how obtuse I can be. I only squeezed her knee so she wouldn't tell me she told me so. I forgot how ticklish she is.
We all make mistakes, my love,
his mom said, stacking the bags neatly in the center of the table.
We want to see the best in people, even when they show us their true nature time and again.
Mary nodded.
Yep. I dropped most of my high school friends because they were toxic as hell. You're lucky to have Noel and your boys, big brother. Not everyone is blessed with healthy relationships from our childhood. Oh, I wouldn't call Nick and Noel just friends, would you?
Holly quipped.
Not with his hands all over her. Girls, enough!
His mother snapped, and the two of them buttoned their lips.
Nick, why don't you help me make dinner? I'm sure Noel wants to eat before she leaves for work, and I think the four of them can handle these favors without us.
Sure.
Noel squeezed his hand as he got up, and he kissed her knuckle.
Be right back.
Nick followed his mom into the kitchen, knowing it was code for wanting to talk. He'd been waiting for her to pull him aside since she'd discovered them last night, but he hadn't expected her to act almost grim. He knew she loved Noel, so why the long face? He stood off to the side while she pulled items out of the fridge, waiting for her to kick off the conversation.
Nick, I need to ask you, are you too serious?
We are just getting started, Mom.
His mom put a pot of water on the stove before facing him again.
You're not even dating yet and already sleeping together?
His mother cleared her throat, lowering her voice.
I didn't mean to sound so judgmental. I just worry that the two of you are jumping into this too fast without really considering what's at stake.
I'm an adult, so this really isn't your business, but we haven't slept together yet.
That's good, I suppose. Will you start making the salad?
Of course,
he muttered, grabbing the bag of lettuce from the counter and tossing it into a large bowl. They worked silently for a few minutes. Her breading defrosted chicken breasts while he cut up carrots, colored peppers, and tomatoes for the salad.
I know you're an adult, but you're also my child. Noelle's mentioned to me a few times she doesn't want to get married or have kids. You've talked about a big family since you were 7. You can see my confusion and concern.
I know how Noelle feels, and yes, I do want a marriage and kids. I am not giving up on that. But his voice trailed off as he smiled, thinking about Noelle's smell, the feel of her skin under his fingertips. It was hardly something he felt comfortable talking to his mother about, but he understood she was looking out for him and Noelle, and he wanted to reassure her. Every time I'm with her, it's like the world shines a little brighter. Being together feels right, and it took some convincing for her to take that leap with me. We have plenty of time to figure out what having a future together means for both of us. His mom set the tray of breaded chicken breasts off to the side and washed her hands. Also, Noelle loves kids. I've seen it. She took a job in labor and delivery. I know a lot of things changed for her after her parents, but it all stems from fear. His mother didn't respond right away. And these long pauses made him nervous, especially because he never expected his mother to have any qualms about him and Noelle.
"Baby," she said, placing a hand on his shoulder, "you are an optimist, and I love that about you, but relationships don't work that way. Yes, Noelle loves children, but that doesn't mean she'll change her mind about wanting her own. If the two of you start out with different future goals, you're going to wake up one day and realize that as much as you care for her, you can't force her to want the same things you do and vice versa. I just don't want you to start something that may not evolve, and then you're both left brokenhearted and resenting each other."
Nick covered her hand with his and squeezed.
"People change, Mom. Dreams evolve. I can tell you with 100% confidence, I never had such strong feelings for any woman the way I do with Noelle."
His mother kissed his cheek, patting his arm as she went back to cooking.
"That's all a mother can ask for her son. A good woman and mutual love and respect for each other. We have that without a doubt. You sound like you know what you're doing, so I'll just mind my business."
Suddenly, she turned around and shook her spoon at him.
"But just to be clear, you are giving me grandbabies. Lots of them."
Nick laughed, knowing his mother would respect her children's decisions on whether or not they wanted to reproduce. As far as he knew, both Holly and Mary wanted kids in the distant future. He did too, so his mother's concerns gave him a lot to think about. If he and Noelle worked, if they were head over heels in love, could he forget about kids and marriage if she truly didn't want those things? Would being with the right person mean sacrificing things he'd always expected to have one day in order to hold on to the person he needed? Nick shook his head, berating himself for jumping 3 steps ahead. Heavy subjects could wait at least until after their first date. His mother was right. He was an optimist. And he wasn't ready to give up on what Noelle and he could have before they even got started.
Chapter 23. On Monday morning, Noelle went straight from work to Drew and Gabby's place, her back seat covered in grocery sacks full of favors. Nick came by the hospital around midnight and asked for her keys. She'd followed him outside and helped him unload the bags from the back of his truck, still overwhelmed that even after she'd left for work, his family stuck around and finished them for her. Her family. The Winters were her family, even if Nick and she didn't work out. Noelle kept telling herself that, because the thought of losing 5 people, possibly 7 if Anthony and Pike couldn't forgive her for breaking Nick's heart, was a crippling thought. And that would be how it ended. She already knew. If things went south between her and Nick, it would be her fault. She hoped if it did come to pass, it was something forgivable. Nick didn't seem to have a worried bone in his body, which should have made her feel better. An eternal optimist, he'd wrapped her up in his arms and kissed her, quieting her concerns with playful abandon until she was too caught up returning his kisses to think. He'd left her at the front door of the hospital, smiling like a lunatic and humming the rest of her shift. That's what Nick did to her, He made her forget reality. Still sporting the eye patch, Noelle parked the car in the driveway of the house, taking a deep, nervous breath. Drew's parents were real estate agents and owned quite a few properties throughout the area. They'd let Drew and Gabby rent the house on the cheap, as long as they continued to make repairs and upgrades. Noelle slipped the bag handles over one arm, as many as she could, and then the rest over the other. Noelle's arms ached as she headed up the walkway and stopped in front of the blue door. Her heart hammered as she pressed the doorbell, murmuring a silent prayer that Gabby would answer, ready to forgive and forget. Instead, Drew pulled the door open, looking rumpled with a coffee mug in one hand. Drew resembled a young Jason Statham, down to the shaved head and muscles. Only his eyes were a brilliant cobalt blue, and he wasn't big on fighting or racing cars. He was bookish, quiet, and had a dry wit Noelle adored. The polar opposite of Gabby, but Noelle suspected their differences benefited their relationship.
"Hey, Noelle. What you got there? And so early?"
"Sorry if I woke you. I just got off work. Last week on the graveyard shift." She lifted her arms like she was about to take flight. "And these are your favors."
"Wow. All of them? Gabby said you guys didn't finish because of the..."
Drew tapped the bridge of his nose, lowering his voice.
"Nose thing."
Noelle's face flushed at the reminder of her terrible behavior. "No, we didn't, but I wanted to make it up to Gabby, so I worked on them yesterday, with the help of the Winters." Noelle cleared her throat. "Could I set these down? They're heavy."
"Oh, yeah, sorry. My manners are non-existent before my first cup of coffee."
Drew took some off her hands, leading her into the house and through the dining room.
"We can put them on the kitchen counter."
Drew dropped them on the white tile surface and tapped under his eye.
"How's your wound, by the way? Digging the eye patch."
"Still hurts, but the doctor said it should heal in a week. Just need to keep using my drops and changing the bandage."
"That's good. Glad it wasn't worse."
Noelle set the bags down where he said, trying to massage feeling back into her hands. "So is Gabby still asleep?"
"Let me go see. Just hang tight."
"Drew?"
"Yeah?"
"Her nose. Was it broken?"
"Yeah, but it was a clean break. So the doctor was able to set it. Said it should heal really fast."
Drew walked over and squeezed her shoulder.
"I know Amber started it, and that you didn't mean for her to get hurt. Believe me, I wonder what in the heck Gabby sees in that girl. But you are her best friend. She'll forgive you."
"Thanks, Drew. Gabby really got lucky in the fiancé department." Drew grinned.
"I think so too, but if I'm being honest, I'm pretty lucky myself."
He set his coffee down next to the sink.
"I'll be right back."
Noelle paced the kitchen, waiting for Gabby to come through the doorway with her arms open, ready to forgive her. A few moments later, Drew came back looking grim.
"She's still sleeping, Noelle. Can she text you later?"
Noelle bit her lip, knowing Drew was lying. Her bestie refused to see her. She'd messed up big time. Noelle coughed, trying to remove the emotional lump in her throat.
"Sure. She can text me whenever. Could you please tell her I'm sorry and I love her?"
"I will. I wouldn't worry too much, okay? In a few days, you two will be laughing about this."
"Sure," Noelle mumbled. "I'll show myself out."
She climbed into her car, tears rolling down one side, while the other eye's gauze covering caught the liquid from her tears. She'd have to change it when she got home. This wasn't the first fight she'd experienced with Gabby, but it was the biggest. She knew a lot of childhood friendships didn't survive adulthood, but she couldn't lose Gabby. She needed her. What about Nick? Can you lose him? Her chest squeezed at the thought. She knew what it meant to love so much and lose everything. But if Amber hadn't dumped him and they'd got married, would Noelle have lost him anyway? If she kept running scared, afraid to let herself love Nick for real, and to live her life free of fear, would he give up on her and find someone else? Look at Gabby and Drew. Drew chased Gabby through high school and into college, and she'd finally given him a shot. Now she was head over heels in love and about to get married. Gabby told her life and pain go hand in hand. But if she kept shutting out the good things because she didn't want to get hurt, then she was exactly what Amber called her. Empty. Nick made her happy. His smile, his laugh, his caring nature, his dorky side. Noelle needed Nick. Right now. That's how she found herself an hour later, standing in front of Nick's apartment, holding a bag of pastries and two coffees. She just hoped he was up and not still sleeping. Noelle knocked gently, listening for him. After the third time, Nick pulled open the door in a towel, his wet hair dripping water down his torso.
You always show up at guys' apartments at the butt crack of dawn?
Only when I'm bearing crullers and coffee. She held out the goodies, her gaze flicking over him. Do you always open the door half naked and wet?
When I know the girl I'm into is on the other side, then yes, I do.
Nick stepped back, nodding her in.
Come on, you're letting all the cold air in.
Oh, I'm so sorry, sir. Noelle stepped inside, shutting the door behind her. After hanging up her coat and kicking off her boots, she followed Nick into the kitchen. He caught her off guard when he set down the drinks and pastries to sweep her up onto the counter. He stood between her legs, his arms secured around her waist, dropping fast, firm kisses all over her face and neck.
I missed you.
Noelle giggled as he found the sensitive spot below her chin. You just saw me a few hours ago.
More like six, and it felt longer.
He gave her a hard, hot kiss, his hand coming up to cradle the back of her head. She'd changed into a pair of fleece leggings and a long-sleeve t-shirt, and with her nipples pebbled against the thin cotton, it was obvious she wasn't wearing a bra. Noelle looped her arms around his neck, enjoying the attention. The distraction of his touch as he slipped his hand up under her shirt, smoothing against the small of her back. When his fingers kneaded there, she moaned.
You sore?
Very. I'm usually on my feet most of the night, and even with comfortable shoes, my back aches.
Wanna come to the bedroom? And we'll see what I can do about relieving the tension?
Noelle smiled. Lead the way. Nick took her by the hand and helped her down off the counter. The closer they got to the bedroom, the faster Noelle's heart galloped. Some of the boxes from Saturday had disappeared, leaving just a handful stacked against the wall. You've been busy.
Trying, but for some reason it's easier to pack up for moving than it is to unpack.
I believe it, Noelle said.
Why don't you take your shirt off and lie down on your stomach?
Noelle's cheeks burned, and she turned her back to him, lifting the blue cotton shirt over her head. She climbed up on the bed, aware that from just the right angle, Nick would be able to see her naked breasts.
Lie flat, however you're comfortable.
Noelle tilted her head to the side, watching Nick as he disappeared behind her. She was very much aware that he was naked, but for that scrap of terry cloth around his waist. Nick straddled the backs of her thighs, keeping most of his weight off her. His hands smoothed over her lower back muscles, his fingers working her with firm pressure. She turned to mush as he rubbed his way up her back, squeezing her shoulders and even her arms. She closed her eyes with a moan, on the verge of drooling. Noelle had no idea when she passed out, but she came to a few hours later, curled up under a soft Sherpa blanket on Nick's bed, still topless, her leggings untouched. She checked the clock on Nick's nightstand. 1:15. He'd let her sleep for almost 6.5 hours. Noelle stretched as she sat up, looking around the room for her shirt. She found it folded neatly on his dresser. She pulled it on before opening his bedroom door and padding down the hall to the kitchen. Nick sat at his computer, headphones in place. She came up alongside him and he glanced up, a wide smile on his face. He pushed back from the table and pulled her against him, his face level with her breasts.
Hey, you're awake,
he said, setting his headphones off to the side. I am.
Noelle straddled his lap, her arms resting around his shoulders. Your massage totally knocked me out.
Good. You seemed tense when you got here this morning. I wanted to make you feel better.
You did. I went by Gabby's after work to drop off the favors. Noelle's voice weakened, filled with grief. She wouldn't even see me. Nick cupped her cheek sweetly.
I'm so sorry, Noelle. She'll come around.
Yeah, I know. I don't really want to think about it. She kissed the side of his neck. Feel like taking a break?
Sure. What did you have in mind?
A little of this, Noelle said, kissing his lips.
Uh-huh.
Noelle reached between them and ran her hand over the front of his boxers. A little of that.
I'm listening,
he moaned. Noelle whipped her shirt off over her head and flung it across the room, losing every ounce of shyness from earlier. She was rested, rejuvenated, and ready to finish what they'd started Saturday. A loud ringing exploded from his computer and he cursed.
Shit, hang on. It's my boss video chatting me.
Noelle climbed off his lap, smirking. Now the shirt and tie with the boxers make sense.
Business up top, casual below. Just stand on the other side and I'll be with you shortly.
Noelle walked into the kitchen topless, sensing Nick's gaze still glued to her as he answered the video call.
Hey, Dave, how's it going? Really good, Nick. The creative team is loving your suggestions.
Noelle listened with half an ear as he chit-chatted about graphics and strategies, pulling her pastry from earlier out of the bag. She leaned over the counter, tearing off little bits and sliding them into her mouth, watching Nick try to concentrate. She'd never done anything like this before, seducing a guy while he was busy working. She swirled her tongue around the last piece, and his eyes nearly crossed. She finished her breakfast with a smirk and washed her hands.
That sounds great, Dave. I really think players will enjoy this more.
Noelle slid her hands into the top of her leggings and pushed them down. The counter blocked Nick's line of sight, and she giggled as she watched him strain to see what she was doing.
Nick, is everything okay? Yes, sir, it's fine. My cat is just trying to get up onto the counter and eat my food.
Noelle stepped into his line of vision, wearing only her black cheeky panties. Nick growled.
Bad kitty.
The gravelly tone caused a shiver to race up her spine, and she turned her back to him, running her hand over her butt, squeezing it. Nick choked, producing a coughing fit. He grabbed a bottle of water next to his computer and took a long drink. When he finally came up for air, he apologized.
Sorry, got a tickle in my throat. Probably allergies, all the pet dander cats have. Well, to each their own. Never could stand cats myself. I just wanted to let you know we are loving everything you're doing and keep up the good work. Absolutely, sir. I appreciate it. We will talk soon. Bye now.
The call ended and Nick stood up, facing her from across the table. Noelle took a step around the counter, backing away as he advanced. Have I mentioned I've been wanting a cat?
I don't remember. I can't think with your tits bouncing every time you move.
Noelle's breath caught as he almost caught her, but she managed to get to the other side of his kitchen table with a soft laugh. Still, he kept coming.
You enjoyed that, did you?
Her heart galloped, loving the chase. I did, didn't you? Nick grinned wickedly.
Not as much as I'll enjoy what comes next.
And what do you think? Noelle squealed when Nick came around the table and lunged for her. She took off running, but only made it halfway down the hall before he caught her around the waist, pulling her back against him. Her butt fit snug against the front of his boxers, and she could feel his firm length nestled there, fully at attention.
You like teasing me,
he whispered against the side of her neck. His hands cupped her naked breasts, squeezing them, caressing them. Yes. The word came out breathless and harsh.
I liked watching you tease me. It was all I could do not to jump you, bend you over the table and make you squirm.
Noelle never would have guessed that kind, patient Nick would be assertive in the bedroom. When she did imagine it, it was always sweet, Lots of reassurances and gentleness. Not this dirty-talking stranger whose hand slid down her body and into the top of her panties to... She gasped, pressing her hand flat against the wall to steady her as Nick circled her clit with his finger. Noelle arched into his hand, frustrated by the slow, even strokes he administered. Faster, she whimpered.
No teasing them?
She shook her head vehemently.
As you wish.
Noelle didn't have time to catch her breath before he did exactly as she asked, his hand moving at the speed of light. Her nails dug into the wall plaster as she closed her good eye, her body shaking with every swift circle of her clit. Noelle couldn't stop her hips from bucking of their own volition, needing, wanting, craving his touch. Her release, God, so close, coming. Her body convulsed, her pussy pulsating as she came down from each delicious wave. Nick's lips trailed across her shoulders, the back of her neck. Noelle slowly turned, her back against the wall. Nick. She was delighted to find him breathing as hard as she was, his dick causing a massive tent in his boxers.
Yeah.
My turn.
Oh yeah?
Noelle took him by the tie and led him gently the rest of the way down the hallway to his bedroom. Absolutely. When she backed him up to the bed and pushed him down onto his back, he grinned up at her, sliding his hands behind his head.
Do your worst?
Oh, I plan to. People took for granted the difference two good eyes made versus one, but Noelle managed to slip off his tie in record time, tossing it away. Nick watched her intensely, his lips cocked up in the corners, a bemused smile on his face. She unbuttoned his shirt, sliding it open to expose his hard pecs and the ridges of his taut abs. Noelle's gaze caught his, and she stilled for a moment, memorizing the wildness in his eyes and the soft parting of his mouth. How his breath came in swift bursts, his body tight with anticipation. Mine. His reaction. His heart pounding against my palm. All of that is for me. Her fingers traced all the planes and ridges, followed by her mouth, power and wonder coursing through her like electromagnetic pulses, trailing her tongue, pressing light kisses along his skin. He whispered her name when she nipped at the spot just above his boxer band. Noelle pulled down the top of his boxers and smiled. You ready?
Fuck yeah, I...
He never finished the sentence. Chapter 24. Tuesday afternoon, Noelle parked in front of Gabby's house just after 4, carrying 2 coffee cups in her hands. She wasn't above ambushing and bribing Gabby with tasty beverages if it meant she'd hear her out. She set 1 coffee down on the porch and rang the doorbell. Noelle was just standing back up when Gabby answered the door, clad in black slacks and a white blouse, with her hair up in a bun. White gauze was taped across her nose, and under both her eyes was a nasty purple bruise. Hey, she said. Hi, Gabs. Can we talk? Sure, come on in. Gabby stepped back, letting Noelle walk past her into the foyer. Noelle noticed a basket on the decorative bench in the entryway and pointed. What's that?
Amber brought me a boozy basket as a means of apologizing.
Well, that was nice.
Yes, everyone is leaving gifts for the forgiveness gods. Boozy baskets, finished wedding favors, coffee.
She pointed from cup to cup.
I assume one of these is for me.
The one on the left. Gabby accepted the cup from her and took a small sip. Thank you for finishing the favors.
It meant a lot.
I had help. Gabby, I am so very sorry about Sunday. I should have never lost my temper like that, especially in your mother's house. Did she say anything?
She mentioned how hungry we must have been since all the food was gone. I didn't have the heart to tell her most of it ended up in Amber's hair.
Noelle shuffled her feet. I really am sorry.
I know. I was going to call you today to talk, but a lot's been going on. Besides, I know Amber pushed you really hard. I don't know if I could have taken all the crap she was dishing if our roles were reversed. Gabby smiled and held her arms open. Come here. Noelle fell into them gratefully, returning her hug.
God, I was so afraid you wouldn't forgive me.
You cleaned up the mess and the favors got done. No harm, no foul. Her hand flew up to cover her nose. Well, maybe a little harm, but it wasn't entirely your fault. Plus, when I described the fight to Drew, he thought it was hysterical.
Oh, God.
Noelle covered her face with her hands, hiding a smile.
The ranch slap.
Gabby giggled. What about the cream cheese and Amber's hair from the jalapeno poppers? She looked like she forgot to wash all the conditioner out of her hair and it curdled.
Noelle joined in Gabby's laughter, following her as she moved into the kitchen. I'm just glad no one else was there filming it. Angry bridesmaid food fight. That would definitely go viral.
Believe me, I am going to be ready with my camera phone next time. No way am I going to miss another opportunity like that.
They sat at the oval dining room table next to each other, Noelle cradling her coffee cup in her hands.
I have some more good news. I booked us the presidential suite at the Rustic Inn. It sleeps up to 10 people, and he'll let us have an afternoon checkout so we can sleep in.
Gabby cried out happily.
How did you convince Charlie Sloan to let you have it? I think he's had that room locked up since the 80s.
Actually, Nick talked to him. I owe him big.
Yeah, you do.
So, did you pay up? Noelle grinned.
Somewhat? We talking full coitus?
Noelle spit out her coffee, wiping at her chin.
What the hell?
Sorry, Drew's been on a whole Big Bang Theory kick. We are binge-watching it from the beginning, and the lingo gets stuck in my head.
Well, to answer your question, no. Just oral coitus.
Tell me when to stop. Gabby held her hands a few inches apart and started moving them further away from each other.
My God, stop it. I don't ask you about Drew's mini-me. Oh, Drew is stacked. Let me tell you, there is no mini about that man. I have no complaints.
Neither do I.
I'm happy for you. You deserve happiness.
I do need to talk to you about Amber. Gabby sighed.
Am I going to need to have separate bachelorette and bridal showers for you two?
No, I don't think so. She did bring up something interesting, though. She told me this whole animosity started long before high school.
Has she said anything about it?
Gabby hesitated.
Only that you quitting choir was the best thing that ever happened to her.
She said I used to compete with her. But I swear I didn't do it consciously.
I wouldn't stress about it. I doubt you did anything. Amber tends to see criticism and slights everywhere. There was a bartender who used to flirt with her incessantly at a club we hit in college. Amber dropped by to see him and found out he had a girlfriend, that he only flirted with her to get tips. She stabbed all four of his tires. Had to pay for damages.
Jesus. Gabby shrugged.
I love her, but she needs constant validation. If she doesn't get the attention she craves, then any will do. Pretty sure that's why the two of you could never get along. You don't give any fucks about what people think of you.
That's not entirely true. I care what you think.
We're fine, Noelle. I already said.
Do you feel like I bailed on you when your aunt died?
Gabby's eyes widened.
What? No. You just lost your parents. I knew it was hard for you. I appreciated you even showing up for the funeral. What made you even think of that?
Amber. She said I wasn't a very good friend when you needed me.
Listen, when my aunt was on hospice, it was hard. We were really close and it was a rough death. But never did I question our friendship. You were there for me as much as you could be for a kid who had just lost everything. I had my whole extended family to grieve with. Believe me, I have never held any resentment toward you for that.
What about for something else?
Gabby looked up at the ceiling, as though she was straining to think. Suddenly, she snapped her fingers.
You know what? I do have beef.
Uh-oh.
Noelle held her coffee cup in front of her for protection.
I'm scared. You should be.
How could you bring me coffee when I've already had my allotted amount for the day?
Allotted amount? What are you talking about?
Gabby got up and grabbed her phone from the counter. She tapped the screen silently and slid it over. Noelle stared at the picture of a positive pregnancy test. Her gaze jerked up and she caught the sly smile on Gabby's face.
What? What?
Yep.
Noelle jumped up and hugged her, squealing. Noelle didn't make the noise often, but she was so surprised it escaped on its own.
When did you find out?
Sunday at the hospital when they checked me out. I took a home pregnancy test yesterday just for the picture. I felt like absolute crap yesterday, which is why I didn't come to the door.
What did Drew say? Were you trying?
He's excited to be a dad. We talked about it a few weeks before he proposed. We thought it would take a while, so I stopped my birth control right after Halloween.
Are you happy about it?
Yes, I'm so happy. We are going to wait until after the wedding to tell our families. But that's why we wanted the wedding this year. We knew there was a chance it could happen, and I didn't want to be walking down the aisle with a huge belly if we waited.
Oh, I am so excited for you.
Noelle bent down, talking to Gabby's tummy.
Hi, pumpkin. It's Auntie Noelle. I can't wait to meet you.
Stop talking to my uterus, weirdo. They can't hear you.
Get used to it, because that baby is going to know my voice.
They sat back at the table and Noelle shook her head.
Did you tell Amber?
No, I was going to wait. I wasn't sure how you were going to react, but I know she will have something to say.
What? You didn't think I would be happy for you?
I know you have your hang-ups on kids and marriage.
Whoa, time out. Those have to do with me and whether I want those things. My own uncertainty doesn't stop me from being happy for others, and I am so elated that you're getting everything you ever wanted.
Tucking a stray hair behind her ear, she added. Besides, I have to admit, lately I've been thinking that maybe I was too hasty, writing off love, marriage, and kids. Gabby took her hands with a squeal.
Really?
Don't get too excited. It's got me thinking is all. We will see what the future holds. What I do know is I love you, and I'm going to be the best auntie to all your babies.
Whoa, now, let's just start with one.
Don't throw that out into the universe or I'll end up with triplets. Noelle took Gabby's hand and squeezed. I think you should tell Amber. I truly believe she loves you and would be happy for you.
Wait, did you just say something nice about Amber? Who are you?
Someone who is really trying to grow up.
Nick knocked on Pike's front door, Anthony at his back. The duplex needed a new coat of paint, but Pike only bought it a few months ago. They'd made plans to have a guy's game night, complete with beer, nacho fixings, and Nick brought his PS4 since Pike had an Xbox One. Several moments ticked by with no answer. Nick knocked again.
You think he forgot? How could he forget about us? We're his broskies.
I'll call him. Nick put the box he carried down and slipped his phone out of his pocket. He found Pike in his contacts, but it just rang. Weird, no answer. Anthony set the grocery sacks down.
I've got him on my GPS app. Let's see where he's at.
Anthony pulled his phone out of his pocket and tapped away. Anthony's brow furrowed.
What's up?
Where does this look like to you?
Nick squinted at the screen.
Gray Wolf Lane. Brews and Chews? That's the only thing out there.
Yeah, but they're closed Sunday, Monday, and Tuesdays.
So why is he there?
Why are you asking me? Let's get in the damn truck and ask him.
Anthony griped. Whoa, you are grumpy. They picked up their stuff and carried it back to Nick's truck.
Yeah, I'm pissed. He's been dragging ass at work and he changes up when he hits the gym. And now he isn't even home when we're supposed to be eating nachos and gaming.
Dude, you sound like a jealous girlfriend.
I just have respect for my friends, is all. I'm fine with him dressing like a dandy and growing that freaking soup catcher, but bailing on guys' night? That's where I draw the line.
Nick stared at Anthony, who rarely raised his voice above his normal timbre, throwing a fit over a hang.
Seriously, are you okay? Anthony grunted against the seat of Nick's truck.
Yeah, just hungry and tired.
Let's go stalk our friend, and if he blew us off for something stupid, we'll kick his ass.
Sounds like a plan.
They pulled into the parking lot behind Pike's Jeep. There were a half a dozen other cars, but the doors were shut, and the neon signs in the window were off.
What the fuck?
Anthony said. Maybe he joined a cult?
Let's find out.
They climbed out of the truck, crunching across the gravel to the entrance of Brews and Chews. They glanced at each other wordlessly before Anthony hammered on the front doors. A few seconds ticked by before the door swung open, and Amber's Thor wannabe leaned out. He wore a blue shiny robe that fell open to reveal the bald chest.
I say it again, what the fuck?
Sorry guys, the bar is closed.
Before he shut the door, Anthony put his hand out.
We're actually looking for our friend Pike. He was supposed to meet us.
He's on stage right now. I'll send him out when he's done.
Nick looked around Thor's shoulder and caught sight of Pike. He was facing away from them on a stage, throwing it back in a
thong.
The door shut in his face and he turned to Anthony.
What's that look for? What did you see?
I have no idea.
Don't give me that. What did you see?
Nick stood there, letting everything click into place, and he swallowed. Hard.
You know the all-male review they've been advertising? The one Noelle is seeing for Gabby's Bachelorette?
Yeah?
I'm pretty sure I just got a sneak peek.
What do you...
Anthony's eyes widened and he burst out laughing.
No! No fucking way, Pike!
Unless there is another reason he'd be dancing around in a thong, I'm thinking... Pike.
Holy shit!
Anthony shook his head, bent over with mirth.
Why do you think he's doing it?
Money? Attention? To have a bunch of women feeling him up? We can ask him when he comes out.
5 minutes ticked by before Pike came outside carrying a duffel bag. He grinned apologetically, behaving completely normal.
Hey, guys, sorry, got caught up with something. Ready for guys' night?
Anthony and Nick looked at each other. Then they started dancing, shaking their hips and singing Ray Schremmerd's Come Get Her. When Anthony turned his ass towards Nick, he spanked it a couple times until they were laughing so hard they had to hold each other up. Pike stared at them, eyes glittering.
You done?
His fury sobered them up and Nick straightened.
We were just messing with you, man.
Yeah, you're always messing with me. My clothes, my hair, I'm just a big joke to you and I'm sick of it.
Taken aback, Nick took a step toward Pike.
Hey, man, we didn't mean anything by it. We thought you'd laugh.
Anthony took his Broncos hat off and rubbed his head nervously.
We're sorry. We were just giving you shit because you blew us off.
I sent Nick a snap to just go inside. The door was unlocked.
Nick checked his phone, and sure enough, there was a message from Pike.
I didn't see it. Sorry, man.
Pike looked between them, still scowling. Then his dark expression dissolved into a shit-eating grin.
I got you so good.
He threw his head back and laughed. Nick stared at him for several seconds and then relief rushed through him.
Holy shit, you were fucking with us? Of course. When have I ever given two shits when you two razz me?
The stripper song was a good one, though.
Anthony grabbed Pike in a headlock.
Little shit, I'm gonna beat your ass.
Pike broke away from Anthony and ran a hand over his hair.
You mean this ass?
Pike grabbed the legs of his pants and they pulled right off, revealing a black G-string.
Oh, fuck!
Anthony took off running with Pike chasing after him.
Come here, Tony, I got something for you. Slow down and let me love you.
Nick whipped out his phone, recording his two friends, laughing so hard the camera shook. Being in the barracks, they'd goofed around and grown close, but none of them could replace these men. They were his brothers, the guys he expected to stand up next to him on his wedding day, watching Noelle walk toward him. Nick wouldn't mention any of his fantasies about their future, mainly because he didn't want to freak her out. It didn't mean they weren't there, but if he was going to break through all of Noelle's walls, he needed to do it slowly, carefully.
Texting her how much he missed her would be too much, too fast. Finally, Pike and Anthony trekked back to the truck where Nick stood.
"What made you decide to do this?" Nick asked.
Pike shrugged as he snapped his pants back together.
"Saw the auditions and figured if I got in, strippers make good money. Save up, have a little fun."
"Aren't you nervous about dancing for women you know?"
"Nah."
Pike picked up his bag and slung it over his shoulder.
"Now, can we get the hell out of here and get our gaming on?"
Once they were inside the truck, following behind Pike, Nick asked,
"Should we tell him about the bachelorette party?"
Anthony shook his head.
"Nah, you heard him. He's cool."
Chapter 25. Rows of green trees with twinkling lights and festive ornaments filled the large open space of the Mistletoe Community Center. The high ceilings allowed for trees anywhere between 6 and 12 feet. Different donation bins were placed sporadically around the event for people to donate toys, coats, and hygiene products. All would be donated after the event, along with proceeds the event raised to help local charities. Nick stood off to the side of the pie-eating contest, checking out his sister's tree. It was the first time since Holly opened a shop for all seasons that she'd entered, always pitching in with his parents to do a joint tree. The independent move put her store on the map because, in Nick's opinion, it was the best-looking tree out there, even better than his parents'. Noel grabbed his hand and yanked him towards the pie table.
"Come on."
"What are we doing?" he laughed. Since Monday, Noel made it a habit of stopping by his apartment after work to have breakfast with him. Sometimes she brought food or he'd whip something up, but it always ended with them kissing, touching, cuddling, and other more intimate activities. His favorite meal happened Wednesday when he'd bought Nutella and strawberries for crepes, but they'd never made them. Instead, he'd licked half the jar of Nutella off Noelle's body. He'd been sick most of the day from the sweetness, but making her come twice made it worth the bellyache. They hadn't had sex yet. They'd done almost everything but the whole enchilada, and Nick didn't even care. He was having too much fun being with Noelle. They were still friends, but better. After they'd fooled around, every day she'd fallen asleep in his arms, in his bed. When she woke up, they'd have lunch, and sometimes she'd read or watch TV while he finished working. Other times, he'd let her distract him. There was no resisting Noelle when she stripped down to nothing, crawled between his legs, and made him lose control. Everything with Noelle was amazing, and he never wanted it to end. They stopped next to the pie-eating contest. Noelle's arms wrapped around his waist as she gazed up at him, that mischievous gleam in her eye.
"Let's go next round. 2-1 odds, I beat you by 2 minutes.
"Please, do you know who you're talking to? I am the pie master."
"We'll just see about that," she said, grinning as she climbed onto the bench.
Nick squeezed in next to her, his hands clasped behind his back like hers, immobilized.
"Eaters, take your mark. Get set. Chow!"
Nick dived in, widening his mouth to rake in the soft pudding center, and realized too late it was banana cream. He gagged into the pie pan.
Of all the pies in the world, his had to be that one. Nasty.
He looked at Noelle, who took the time to smile, dark brown dessert all over the lower half of her face. It was obviously chocolate, but it didn't make the visual any less disturbing. Nick closed his eyes, pretending the creamy center was lemons instead of mushy, ripe.
Nope.
Nick got up from the table, wiping his face with the napkin offered to him by one of the high schoolers running around to all the quitters. He watched Noelle devour the pie, using her tongue to lick the plate clean. He probably shouldn't tell her how erotic he found her pie-eating skills. She'd think it was weird. Finally, she whooped, holding her plate in the air for inspection. The fire chief, Brendan Klein, placed a medal around her neck and handed her an envelope. Noelle took a napkin on her way back to him, dancing the whole way as flecks of chocolate custard plopped to the cement ground with every move.
"That's sexy right there."
"Yeah? Want to clean me up?"
Nick laughed, looping an arm behind her neck and bringing her in for a messy kiss.
He smacked his lips. Mmm, yum. Why couldn't I get chocolate mousse instead of banana cream?
You're trying to say the only reason you lost is because you can't swallow a little banana?
Nick took the napkin and wiped it along her cheeks and chin. I am saying, you got mad tongue skills, but so do I. If I'd only gotten a better flavor, I could have showed you.
Oh, I vaguely remember how good you are with your tongue.
Vaguely? He snorted in disbelief.
Maybe tonight you could demonstrate again. Refresh my memory.
Nick caught the gleam in her good eye and wiped his mouth with the last clean section of the napkin. Come on, you gorgeous pirate, before I forget where we are and commandeer your vessel.
Keep up with all that and you're gonna shiver my timber.
What the fuck? He laughed. She exploded with mirth.
Sorry, I was trying to be all brown chicken, brown cow, and